What's up, everybody? It's Rob with the No BS Podcast. And you know what? It's finally the day. The NFL season kicks off today. We got our exciting Thursday night, too, with the Chiefs and the Lions. So I don't know about you, but I am thrilled that finally football is back. And it's been a long time. Seems like it's been a long time, but it's finally here. So I'm excited, as I'm sure a lot of you guys are, that football's finally here. I'm not sure who's going to win. I mean, a lot of hype is over the Lions tonight, you know, and then obviously the Chiefs, you know, are missing Chris Jones. They're missing Travis Kelce. So I'll be interested to see what's going to happen. As a betting the Chiefs to win tonight, it's amazing, though. For those of you who also bet, it's amazing how the line can start off at 6.5, and now it's down to the last I checked, 4.5. So pretty crazy how it seems like this injury to Travis Kelce has made that bet. So we'll see, but I'm excited. But tonight is not – or this little small short podcast special is not about the Chiefs. It's not about the Lions, but it's about my Atlanta Falcons. So anyone who's watched this show, especially our last show when we broke down the NFC South, knows that I am a Falcons fan. And so I have been since the Michael Vick days, whereas the Michael Vick experience, and I've just been hooked ever since then. Obviously, anyone that knows, it's not easy being a Falcons fan of late. We've had, unfortunately, a lot of downs ever since the dreaded 28-3 Super Bowl, which a lot of my friends, some of you that are watching so lovingly, make it where I can't forget about that. So I thank you. But anyway, with the season officially starting tonight, I thought do a short special on my team personally, the Atlanta Falcons. And I want to break down this, predict what I think their overall record's going to be, and a breakdown of how I think we'll get there. So that's what I wanted to do, get on here and do a special. So pulling up the schedule here, and I've shared this with you guys, as you guys can see. NFL season kicking off again this Sunday, officially with all the teams. So this first week, we open up with the Carolina Panthers. Shout out to Bertrand Rudd, if you're watching this. He is a good friend of mine, a Carolina Panthers fan. Him and I have placed some wagers in the past about when these two teams match up, who do you think is going to be who. I'd be interested to see. I need to get with him and see who he thinks or what his thoughts are on Bryce Young as his quarterback, so I'll have to get with him. But so anyway, so we open the season with the Carolina Panthers. Obviously, a division rival. So it's in Mercedes-Benz, so we're at home. And we have the rookie quarterback in Bryce Young making his first start into the league. My thoughts are, being a division rival game, obviously anything can happen. You're familiar with each other because you guys play each other two times a year. So the only thing that's really different about this team that when we last saw them, obviously they got a different quarterback, and of course they made a little few acquisitions here and there. But for the most part, we know what the Carolina Panthers are all about, same coaching staff. So we know what their coaching style is going to be. The only thing is, as like I said, Bryce Young is now the quarterback. And so that comes with some new challenges in itself. But I have full faith in the being able to beat the Carolina Panthers. I think Bryce Young is going to have a few first game hiccups. And I think that, we saw a few times in that preseason where the offensive line failed to protect Bryce Young effectively. And he had to scramble a lot, make a lot of pressure throws. So I think the Atlanta Falcons have made a lot of upgrades on the defensive side with Jesse Bates III, specifically from the Cincinnati Bengals, which I think is a key huge asset that we picked up in the offseason. So I think that's going to pay dividends in week one against the Carolina Panthers. So I will give us a W there against the Carolina Panthers as we welcome officially Bryce Young into the league. So then we move on to week two against the Green Bay Packers. So obviously there's a lot of questions with this team. Obviously we have no more Aaron Rodgers. Jordan Love era has now officially begun. We don't have a lot of tape on Jordan Love. So we know that he is kind of a mobile quarterback, can get outside of the pocket if he needs to. Showed signs that he could throw the ball inside the pocket this preseason. So, I mean, a lot of Packers fans and the media seem to be high on Jordan Love. So, and we'll see. And a lot of, I know a few Packer fans myself. Shout out to Jackie. Jackie Sunday, who's a cheesehead. I know a lot of people were kind of excited to see Aaron Rodgers leave, and now we can finally see if we have something with Jordan Love. And honestly, I mean, that Packers organization has been very lucky. I mean, you had Brett Favre, one Hall of Famer. He came, he left. Then the Aaron Rodgers era started, another Hall of Famer. He left. So maybe we have a third Hall of Famer on our hands. Not sure. Only time will tell. But anyway, so we have the Green Bay Packers. And honestly, I mean, they have Aaron Jones at running back. They have a great defense. Obviously, like I said, Jordan Love, you know, he has he showed some good signs, like I said, in the preseason. He did play a few games last year in the regular season when Aaron Rodgers was out. The one that comes to mind mostly is against the Kansas City Chiefs when they came here a couple years ago. Thing that was concerning to me was when he had played, didn't put a lot of points on the board, struggled against a Chiefs team that was also struggling offensively at the time. So, I don't know, maybe more time, more reps, maybe will result in better for Jordan Love. But I am going to be... I'm going to say that I can see us slipping in this game and losing to the Packers. But I don't think we get blown out or lose badly. So I'll give us an L here. So we start the season 500 going into week three. So week three, and we already talked about this team, obviously the Detroit Lions, they open up tonight against the Chiefs, which I do think they will lose. So they're already going to have one loss in their hands coming into the Atlanta Falcons. So this one's on the road. For whatever reason, I mean, the Falcons are kind of a hit or miss team on the road. Ironically, though, they've kind of sometimes played better on the road than they have at home, which is weird. But more often than not, you could bet if it's a road game, they're probably going to lose. I wouldn't necessarily say the Detroit Lions have a huge home field advantage. I mean, maybe this year since they have some hype around them, but overall it's not one of those fan bases that you rave about home games. So, I mean, I don't think there's much of a home field advantage as far as the Detroit Lions have. But I will give them a little bit of respect in the sense that obviously they are highly hyped. They have a great run game. They picked up some key acquisitions on defense. So I'm going to say that unfortunately, if I'm being real, they'll probably lose this game to the Detroit Lions. So that would put us at 1-2 going into, let's see. Right. So, yeah, 1-1. So 1-2. Let's see. Then going into week four against Jacksonville. I mean, the only thing is it's in London. So the good thing is there's no home field advantage either way. My worry is that, it's a lot of traveling. And I think Jacksonville, if I remember correctly, this is their one of two games in London. I think they play back-to-back weeks in London. I could be wrong on that, but I believe that's the case. So, for whatever reason, Jacksonville is one of those teams that seem to always travel to London. maybe down the road, there's been some rumors that maybe it'll be Jacksonville that one of this becomes a new team in London. We'll see. I don't think it would work out that way, but you never know. So anyway, so against Jacksonville, obviously the prince that was promised, and Trevor Lawrence, I mean, Calvin Ridley, former Falcon. I mean, they have a list of great talent on both sides of the ball. As much if I'm being honest and realist here, I will say that as much as I would like to say we would probably get a win, I could see us getting a win on this, but I'm going to give Jacksonville the win here. And so we lose week four. So obviously we start the season 1-3, in my opinion. But then if we look at the schedule week five and week six, I think we have favorable matchups. So starting with the five, we have CJ Stroud, you know, another rookie quarterback there for the Texans. I honestly don't have a lot of faith with the Texans outside of CJ Stroud. I think if you watched our last episode, Adam had asked me, my co-host, whether I'd rather have had CJ Stroud or Bryce Young. I said I'd rather have CJ Stroud. I just think he's a better fit for what the NFL is today. So I'm going to stick with that. I will say that we get a win against Houston. So that would put us at 2-3. Yep, 2-3. And then in week six, I know there's some excitement over the Commanders. I mean, they have Howell as their quarterback. I watched him a little bit in college, so there is some a little excitement there. Most of the excitement surrounding that franchise is now that Dan Quinn is finally out. They got the Magic Johnson ownership group now in there. So maybe it kind of turns things around, brings some new life and energy to the organization. You have Eric Bieniemy now as the offensive coordinator. Obviously, he coordinated Patrick Mahomes over the last several years, so he's going to bring some great experience to the Washington Commanders offense. I do think that we will probably win this game, though. So I will give us that slight win there. So that puts us at an even 500, 3-3 going to week seven. So then we have week seven, as I said, against Tampa Bay. Baker Mayfield's now the quarterback. I mean, I've never been high on Baker Mayfield ever. I mean, outside of Mike at wide receiver, what do you have to fear? I mean, that team, I think, I just have zero faith in Baker. I'll just leave it at that. So I think this is going to be an easy win against Tampa. So that puts us at 4-3. So then the following week eight, we play the Tennessee Titans. That could potentially be a trip up. I mean, now they have DeAndre Hopkins at wide receiver. They have Tannehill. They have King Henry, who can stop this guy? But maybe that's where someone like a Bates the Third comes in to stop a guy like Derrick Henry. So it is on the road. I want to say I think we're going to pull out that win, though. So I say we're going to be an even 500 at 4-4 going into week nine. So at week nine, we have Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins, again, if anyone watched our previous episode, I'm a huge fan of Kirk Cousins. As far as the quarterback documentary on Netflix, he was my favorite quarterback of the three. And that's saying something considering Marcus Mariota, who was our Falcons quarterback last year, was featured on it. So you'd think I'd maybe lean towards the Falcons, but I did not. Kirk Cousins was a fan favorite of mine personally. So I've gained a little respect for him. Obviously, he has a little of a bad rep winning the big game, things of that nature. We'll see. I mean, obviously, they had the best wide receiver, debatably, in Jefferson. Kirk Cousins, you know, you kind of hit and miss on that. But I'll be honest. I think that I will give Minnesota the slight advantage in this just because, as of now, I know more about Kirk Cousins than I do about Desmond Ridder right now. So I will give Kirk Cousins the advantage in this one. So, yeah, that puts us at 4-5 going into week 10. All right. And then let's move on to week 10 against Arizona Cardinals, who a lot of people believe this will be probably the worst team in football. I mean, Kyler Murray is going to be starting off or not playing due to injury. I mean, not only that, but the Arizona Cardinals are just a freaking mess. I think the consensus is they are losing this year to get their hands on Caleb Williams. Now, there is a lot of rumors that maybe Caleb Williams would potentially not come out of college next year. So if that meant that it was Arizona that he was going to, can't say I blame him. I don't know if I believe it, but I can't blame him. So I just think this is going to be an easy win. I think we win that game. So that puts us at 5-5 going into week 11, which looks like we have a bye. So we're 500 going into the bye. Not a bad start. I like that. You know, if we go into the bye week at even 500, I like it. I like it a lot. So week 12, we have the New Orleans Saints, or the Aints, as Falcons fans call them. It's our biggest rivalry. For that reason, against the division rival, anything can happen. Obviously, they have Derek Carr quarterback. They have Kamara. They have Michael Thomas, assuming he's healthy, because you never know about his health. I don't think that we're going to sweep New Orleans, but I do think that we'll split. So for that reason, I think we get our first win here. So that puts us at 6-5. So then we have the Jets after that at week 13. I would like to say we're going to win this, but we probably likely won't. So I'll put us at – I'll take a loss right there. Yeah. So that, again, puts us at an even 500 at 6-6. Then Tampa, I think we're just going to sweep them this year. Again, no faith in Baker Mayfield. So that's 7-6 there. Carolina, I think we could sweep Carolina this year. Just because, again, I think he's going to have him, as in Bryce Young, is going to have some growing pains in his first season. So I'm going to give us a sweep there. So then we have the Colts. Obviously, they're starting a rookie quarterback in Richardson. I didn't watch a lot of Richardson in college, I'll be honest with you. Obviously, a lot of the hype started off whenever he was at the combine, some of the numbers that he put up. So as of now, just because I don't have a lot of tape or a lot of knowledge on him, I'm going to have to give us a slight edge. Obviously, the question is with Taylor, will he be the running back by then? I would say likely yes, because the Colts already said they weren't trading him. But as of right now, I'll give us a win there. Against the Bears, I mean, Justin Fields a beast. He's got DJ Moore now at wide receiver. So, I mean, you know, that team could be – I think that team could surprise people in the North. I don't think they're going to win the North, but I don't think they're going to roll over and be the deadbeats of the North. So I'll give us a loss there. And then I said that we would split with New Orleans. So that would be – I gave us a win earlier, so that'll be a loss. So let's just pull here. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 – 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So that gives us a grand total of 9 wins. 10. Yeah, so that gives us a grand total of 10 wins. I mean, if you're a non-Falcons fan, you'll probably think that's crazy. But I actually think that that's doable. I really do. We have a lot of excitement this year with Bijan Robinson. A lot of people presume that he's going to be the offensive rookie of the year potentially this year. I believe that 1,000%. I'm a huge Bijan Robinson fan. I'm a huge fan of Drake London. And obviously I'm a huge fan of Kyle Pitts. He's a generational type tight end. And I just think I like where we're going in the offense. You know, for the first time as a Falcons fan, I have a reason to be optimistic. I don't think that we're going to be the laughingstock of the league. I think people are sleeping on us. Everybody knows that the South is not the strongest division, so we have an opportunity to win it. We had the opportunity to win it last year, but anytime the Saints gave us the opportunity, or not the Saints, Buccaneers to win it, we were like, nah, we're good. But I think that finally we're over, ready to get over that hump. Assuming that Desmond Ridder is our guy. I mean, the question's still out there. We're not sure. But I do, again, think as a Falcons fan, there is a reason to be optimistic. So I look forward to watching them this year. Yeah. And so I want to know, what about your team? You know, if you're watching this, I want to know, for your favorite team, what is a realistic record for you guys? I made a proclamation to my cohorts, Adam, on the show, that I thought that not only would the Falcons win the division this year, I think that they could potentially get a playoff win. You know, all you got to do is get in the dance, and if you're a division winner, you get a home game, and I think that means something. You know, that's why everybody plays to get the number one seed in each division, is get that home game, home field advantage. So I think that means everything. So I want to thank you guys for watching this quick preview of my Atlanta Falcons. And I encourage you guys, if you guys missed any of our episode last week or any previous episodes, to go to our YouTube channel and just download and watch it. Also, it's available on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, all the major platforms. Take us on the go while you're at the gym, in your car. And show us some love by subscribing to our channel on YouTube. Again, we are doing a special. If you do our 100th subscriber, we will give you $100. So that offer still is valid. For anyone like myself that betted on tonight's game, good luck. Cash the ticket. And again, catch the No BS show every single week. This is Rob, and I'll catch you guys next week.